This is about ear training, the additive and subtractive approach to ear training. What I mean by that is, it's not always necessary to hear an interval in and of itself. Like, some intervals are harder to, perhaps harder to hear than others. Let's take the flat six, for example. Like, some students may have a harder time hearing that and recognizing that than they do like the fifth, because the fifth is just sort of it's much more common, and it's sort of more it's just more recognizable, like, you know. But this, you know, it may not be so. This additive or subtractive approach applies in two ways. One, just to help you recognize intervals that your heart that are harder to hear for you. And number two, when you're going descending. So we're going to do each thing separately. So when you're ascending and you have a flat six, you know, mathematically, you know that that's just a half step above a fifth. You also know that it's a minor third, or three half steps above a fourth. So we're going to mess around with these things. Suppose the example is you're in the key of C, and it's just C and A flat. You can go ahead and play them just to. And then you're being asked to diagnose that that's a flat sixth, and you can't do it. This is just the scenario. So then you're like, okay, well, I'm not sure what that is, but let me just see some other interval. So you hum a fifth to yourself. Nothing but stone. And you say, but I don't need that. I need, so is my note up or down from there? And the answer, of course, is up. And then the question is, by how much? So now, how is your, you know, how is your half step recognition? The half step thing is like jaws, like. So can you do that between the fifth and the flat six? Yes, you can, if you can hear it. Flat six, it sounds like jaws to me. Jaws can be, you can get bitten all over the place if you want. So, and that's how you just double check yourself, by accessing intervals that you can hear more confidently, so to speak. I'm not implying that a flat six is, inadvertently implied that a flat sixth is harder to hear than a fifth is. It's not, if you've learned it, but for some students it can be, right? The same thing with, let's do it with the fourth of a minor third. Like, here's your flat sixth, and then you're like, okay, well, I think, I'm not sure what that is. Maybe it's a fifth or something, I'm not sure, but I'm going to hum a fourth, and you go, and then you're like, and then you're like, wait, that sounds like a minor third. Like, so I don't know if you can keep all that in your head, like the root, the tonic of the key you're in, the fourth, and then ding, ding, going up from there. And you have to know your music theory strong enough to know that it's a minor third up from four. Does that make sense? So you may not need this for ascending. You personally may not need this for ascending notes. You may need it for descending notes. We'll come to that in a little while. But first, I'm going to test you, and I'm going to play an interval, and see if you can guess what it is. Regardless of whether you're right or wrong, we're going to do the additive approach to double check whether you're right. Okay? So don't look at the fretboard. Here's your root, and here's your interval. And see if you can tell me what that is. Okay, so like I said, regardless of whether you're right or wrong, flat five. Now, you know the flat five is in between the four and five. So how are you going to check? Are you going to take the fifth down one half step, or are you going to take the fourth up a half step?
I'll take the fourth up.
Okay, fine. So and you don't have to sort of sing, but I will sing to demonstrate. But can you hear the interval of, like, in your head for the fourth?
Deeper tonic. Yeah.
Okay. right? And then go up a half step. What is up a half step sound like? And it's and put that all together, and now you have, and you're correct. And if we did it with the fifth, if you had done it the other direction, it would have been. You're going back one fret, and you would have ended up the same place. So it's fine. In this case, you didn't need to use the additive approach. Except if you were unsure, you could double check yourself like that. Let's do another example. Here's your tonic. Okay, good. So I got one that you're not sure about.
I want to say flat five again, but no, it sounds higher.
Okay, regardless of whether you're right or wrong, we're going to use the additive approach.
Okay.
So if you think it's flat five, then choose the either one, five or four.
Let's go five.
Okay, fine. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to sing it yet and give it away, but can you hear what the five should sound like? Sing Star Wars in your head, or is Star Wars your thing for the fifth? It doesn't have to be.
It is, yeah.
So, Star Wars. Can you hear that, right? Now, the note that I gave you, don't look. Is that higher or lower than the fifth?
That's higher.
Okay. So, maybe. What else? What other references should. We could choose a different note in the scale, like maybe the sixth or the seventh, or go incrementally from the fifth. It's your choice. Like to start over with a new interval by which to compare to the thing you're searching for,
yeah.
Or stick with the fifth and add to it.
Uh-huh.
Which way you want to go? It doesn't. There's no right or wrong answer.
Let's go higher than the fifth. But when you just played it now, this might be wrong too. But I heard the octave, and that it was a half step from the octave.
Okay. You heard the octave, and which way do you think it's a half step up or down?
Down.
Okay, so you think it might be a what then?
Natural 7.
Okay, so there's your guess, natural 7. So we're going to check that. Of course, don't look at my fretboard, but here's the note. So before we check that, you have to hear the octave. Which is that. And now we got to go down a half step. So we haven't talked about descending a half step. Can you hear down a half step, like, I don't want to give it to you, but I don't know how else to teach it. It would be, like, as if you landed on the seventh and made that the root, and then you have the jaws thing, like,
Eight seven eight seven eight seven eight seven.
Make that the root just for a second,
yes,
to right. See if it sounds like jaws.
Yeah.
And then you shift your perspective to pretend that the seven is the one and the eight is the flat two, and it makes sense that it is. So now it should be double checking, double checking, and you're correct. It's a seven, and yet there's a third way to do it. Which is to sing all the way up the scale, or at least sing in your head, like do re mi fa sol la ti, you know, or 1 2 3 4 5 6 7. So that's another way to do it. Another way to do it is to recall your reference tune for the seventh, which I don't know what yours is, but mine is the Norah Jones. I waited till I saw the sun. Don't know why I didn't come, right?
Uh-huh.
And I would double check if it sounds like that. If it sounds exactly like that, I'm good. If it doesn't, then something's off somewhere.
Right.
And you keep deducing. You're a scientist. You keep testing and deducing, if that's the right word,
mm-hmm.
And narrow down possibilities. Right? Is that how you operate?
Yeah,
with?
That sounds good.
Good.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing. It's just that people aren't necessarily willing to give it the time. You know, we live in like such a fast-paced life now, so you know, people aren't necessarily willing to put the time in. But this is good overall. Like, you got the right answer, and I didn't have to help you. As soon as you, it's funny, like you picked the flat five, you heard the half step down thing, you just weren't sure where it was a half step down from.
Right.
And so, but and immediately when we started testing, you were like, oh yeah, that's, and then it all just sort of came, like with very little testing after that.
Right, right.
So just putting in a few steps goes a long way. All right, cool, this is good. We're going to keep going with the ascending first, and then we'll switch to descending. Mm-hmm. All right, here's your root. Okay.
It doesn't sound like it's in the minor scale.
You sang the whole minor scale to yourself?
No, but it doesn't sound like a flat 3 or
plus. Okay. Alright, well that narrows down some notes.
Yeah.
When you want to start to do the additive thing, or like any way you want to proceed to check yourself.
Okay, let's go to the 4 and see how far it is from the 4.
Alright, perfect. So, here's 4. Here comes a bird. Right? And then the note that you were looking for is that higher or lower than the 4th? So here's the 4th, and then here's the one you want.
Oh, higher. It sounds higher.
It's higher.
Yeah.
And then, so what else could we do?
We can go to the 5th.
You can try the 5th, so can you hear in your head, can you hear? And here's the note that you're looking for.
Uh-huh. It sounds not too far from the 5th.
Okay, so we're closing in on it.
Yeah.
All right, what else do you want to do? Do you want to do an additive approach to the 5th, or maybe look for another interval like the 6th, or whatever you want to do?
Yeah, let's look for the 6th. I think it might be the 6th. Let's try that.
So how do you, what's your reference, I don't know what your reference tune. Do you have a reference tune for the 6th?
No, I don't actually.
So that's a big part of it is, like people hear this thing, I'm not getting on your case, because it's unfortunately common, like people just don't do the thing of making a list, like literally making a list of 12 tunes to highlight each interval. It's a huge disadvantage. So I have my tune is the NBC theme, which I know is like it's old fashioned for you guys. You didn't grow up with that like I did. NBC. It was the theme for it. I don't know if it still is. And so that is the 6th. But let's try the additive approach. Yeah. Since you don't have a tune for the 6th, what would a whole step sound like? You know that it's a whole step between 5 and 6.
Yeah.
What would a whole step sound like from 5? Mm-hmm. Like, star 1 5. And then if you had to go up a whole step, which is 5, pretend 5 is 1 for a second. You got 5, instead of 5, it's 1, 2, 3. So, 1, 2, or 5 to 6. So, 1, 5, 6. And now the reference I played is 1, 6. And you're like, yeah, it's a 6th.
Mm-hmm.
You get that?
Yes.
Let's do it a different way. Suppose you chose the 4th and went, and you know that between a 4 and a 6 is 2 whole steps. I hope you know this. And it could be, you know, Obadi from the 4th. You go, now this is the 1. 1, 2, 3. And there's your note again. See how all these different ways collide?
Yeah.
You could do all of them and keep reaffirming. If you're unsure of an answer, keep do as many of them as you can. And it does get a lot easier. How about this? How about you give me an example? And I'm going to demonstrate all the different ways.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to close my eyes. Of course, I'm peeking. Haha.
All right. That's the tonic.
So, boom, ding. Now, I happen to recognize it as a seventh immediately because I know my intervals. But if I didn't, let's say I wasn't sure and I thought it was a six, right? So play it again. So I would go N, B, C. Oh, what if I got confused and I went N, B, C? Like, yeah, it's a six. It sounded like NBC, not realizing that I'm messing up the intervals.
Yeah.
So you'd be like, okay, now double check yourself, Dennis, if you think it's a sixth. And I'd be like, well, it's a fifth. If I do a fifth, and go, wait, that doesn't sound like it. Like, play the seventh. Like, I'm still too short. So I'd have to double check. Okay, well, what if it's, all right, well, maybe it's not a sixth. Maybe it's a seventh. Well, in that case, let me do an octave, and it should be down a half step. And then, I could get there that way. Another way is I could get there by 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Another way is I waited till I saw the sun. Another way is let's go from the fifth and I'll add a third from it. Star Wars. If I make that the root, 1, 2, 3. Now I know that my music theory gets me to the seven. Do one more example.
Yep.
Make it harder this time. Just kidding. There's no way you could do that because I know my 12, and so will you. So in this case, you went more than an octave. Don't tell me. So it's technically like a tenth, because a tenth is an octave plus a third. But the way I hear it's a third is because the tonic is and then, wait, do it again. If I take that up an octave. Oh, wait, I screwed up. Is it, hold on, don't tell me, don't, play it two again. Good. I'm glad you got me, and I'm a little short of sleep too.
Uh-huh.
So good. I'm really happy you got me. Please do it again.
One more time.
Do re mi fa sol la ti do. Do mi fa sol la. So it's not a tenth. It's a sixth, but it's an octave up. So don't tell me if I'm right yet. I still got my eyes closed. Play it again. So it's do re mi fa sol la ti do re mi fa sol la. Yeah, so it's a sixth, but it's an octave above that. So it's technically like an eight plus a six, which I don't even know what, you know, I've never heard anyone call it a 14th or something. Right. So we'll just go with a sixth. Mm-hmm. I heard the sixth right away, but the octave thing messed me up.
Mm-hmm.
So let's diagnose that. The key is to be able to get it, like, you never want to try and guess intervals more than an octave away. So take the tonic up an octave or even, let's say I went up two octaves and then went down a minor third. Because I know my music, I'm sorry, went down, did I say it right?
Minor third.
Yeah, minor third. Play the tonic again, please. If I went boom, and then, like, to go backwards. Like that, you have to play around. Like if I temporarily make the sixth a root,
yeah.
then I can hear that. That's Smoke on the Water. Mm-hmm. And I know that. So I just, in the same way that I went from 1 to flat 3, 6 to 8 is going to be the same distance. Mm-hmm. So I do that sometimes. I'm temporarily making the note I'm trying to diagnose as the 1,
right.
So I can compare other relationships to it. Uh-huh. Like, that's part of it. Like, it's sort of like, it's not even addition or subtraction. It's sort of like the inversion, being able to invert these things.
Yes.
So that's a useful, I'm glad this came up, because that's a useful thing. We should do some exercises where it's more than an octave.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if you could do it. Now, you already know it's going to be more than an octave,
mm-hmm.
in this example. I'm going to give you one now. I'm real happy you did that. Tell me what you think.
So
he's like, okay. So it's two notes. What do you want me to do about it?
I take the tonic, I think, somewhere over the rainbow, I try to get the octave. You play one more time. Well, I think it's the fifth, just up an octave.
Okay. Yeah. So we're gonna diagnose that.
Mm-hmm.
First we have to take the tonic up an octave. Can you hear in your head song? That's an important first step. So now we're here. So now don't look. We're not comparing this to this anymore. We're comparing this to this. And it's much closer. And so if you can sing in your head, like, when you hear this, maybe you can sing, or even da 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 da, just to be safe. And now you're comparing this to this. Do you still think it's a fifth?
No, it's a second.
Okay, so now we're gonna try the additive approach to this, or a subtractive approach to the second. Or just, what's your reference? Do you have a reference tune for
the Beatles song "Obladi"? The second note.
Oh, but isn't that the third, though? Like, Obladi is Obladi, it's 1-3-5.
It's 1-3-5.
Like, in Obladi, it's... So...
What happened for the second
one? Okay, so, well, the second, I used Do, a deer. So, like, I don't know if you know that, it's from The Sound of Music.
Mm-hmm.
So, 1-2-3, 1-3, 1-3. So that 2-1-2. So does it sound like that? Like, here's your. Does it sound like do or do? Just to make it in the same octave. Do. Does that sound like the right note?
I think I lost the note. Just play the interval again.
Yep. So here's the tonic, which we took up an octave to this, and then here's the target note.
It sounds really close.
So it could be the 2 then, yeah?
Yeah, it's a 2.
All right, well, let's double check. If it's a 2, then it should be 2 half steps up.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So can you visualize the Jaws theme like... Now, the trouble with doing it like this in your head is you may lose track of what the target is.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to help you on that. You just have to keep coming back to it. Like, it's
right.
A discipline. There's a, like, you have to... Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now we got to go up one more half step from the flat 2 to see if we can get to the 2.
Mm-hmm.
So, da-da, let's say this note is the new tonic.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to go... All the while still trying to remember what this target note is, and does it sound like the second of those half steps, which is this. So here's your target, and here's the one we just ended up on. Do they sound the same?
Nope.
Is the target higher or lower?
It's higher.
Yeah. So it's higher. So it's not a two. Mm-hmm. But even then, that'd probably be hard to pull off in without an instrument.
Uh-huh.
Especially if you're like driving a car or doing something like no one, you're not usually going to practice ear training while like meditating, like where there's no distractions and nothing around.
Yeah, yeah.
So that would be a tough suspension of consciousness. But let's play around with that even more. Let's suppose you thought that this was a two. How can we use the additive approach where it's not as stressful? What about this? You know what the Smoke on the Water theme sounds like, which is a flat three, like. So that note is a flat three.
Yeah.
And the two should be just a half step back.
Right.
Okay. So the two should sound like. But the note I gave you was, but you came up with as you know, this is the two, and you're like, nah, that's too low.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so now we know that two is out.
Yes.
It's a hard, it seems a little abstract, this additive approach.
Right.
But it's.
I have it now, though.
Yeah, you got, yeah, good. I'm glad you. So it may not be always so easy, and there's a disciplinary thing, like you keep having to go back to the tonic.
Mm-hmm.
So now you know it's not a two. Now what are we going to do?
Yeah.
Here's the original example. And we took this first note up an octave, and now we got.
Yep, okay.
And now you have to analyze it. We know it's not a two. Was it higher or lower than a two?
It's higher than a two.
So what are you going to guess?
Well, it is a three.
Okay, you know it's a three?
Yeah.
How?
So, my song for the three is a doorbell.
So oh, okay. Okay, cool, that works. It works.
Yeah.
All right, good. So,
like, at one point you played the note, the target note, and went back to the octave. When you did that, I heard it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good, that doorbell is good. I like that. Don't change your doorbell. Should have, like, a minor doorbell, like, a lot of doorbells are like, but my doorbell is gonna go like and scare people away. And then you know, there's a little. It'll be great on Halloween too.
Yeah.
A little gargoyle comes out and goes. All right, I think I'd like to do one. Is that okay? Now we're gonna switch to. We need to switch to the descending ones. So give me one more. And you can make it as hard as you want, as big as you want, or whatever.
All right. Let's go. Ascending?
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
Okay, so boom. Boom. So. It's a fourth up an octave.
Yep.
So I went. So. I went. And there it is.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we really should go to descending in the next file.